I am going to call this special meeting of the Madison Police and Fire Commission to order. It's May 29th, and we're here to meet with Lieutenant Angie Komosky in preparation for her being applied as a promotion to captain. And we want usually have these meetings to get a better sense of the folks who are moving up into the upper ranks of the department and to exchange with them any information they might want from us. So I will start out by asking, are there any recusals or disclosures from any of the commissioners present? I hear none. So present today are myself, President Greer, Commissioner Gunlock, and Commissioner Scholl, and our guest of honor. So we'll just get started, Lieutenant Komosky, by asking you to tell us a little bit about your background and your time with MPD. And anything you might want to throw in that will give us a picture of you as a person and a profession.
Sure. Thank you for having me. I have been with MPD. This is my 26th year. So I grew up in DeForest, just outside of Madison. Went to school at UW-Madison and interned here at MPD, and then got hired right after I graduated that next semester. And I have been here ever since. I have done a variety of roles in that 26 years. I was everything from patrol, as I started out for several years. I was an undercover officer for a year in our task force in my much younger days. I also have worked as a safety education officer when we had that program where we taught in the schools, taught fourth and fifth grades some safety education full time in the school year. I've also been on the Central Community Policing team. After kind of and the test unit, so the traffic enforcement unit, and then after all those kind of lateral positions in the police officer realm, I became a detective, and was a detective for several years, specializing in sensitive crimes and child crimes, child victims of crime, and then started in the new when it was new several years ago, the Special Victims Unit. From detective, I became a lieutenant. My time spent as a lieutenant since 2019 has been both as a detective lieutenant, so the assignment of cases and case management in a couple of different areas. And then after those roles, I worked in investigative services, which was kind of very similar. And then my last 2 years was spent as the internal affairs lieutenant before I had a very brief stint that started this January and just went for these like 4 months where I was the executive office lieutenant. So I was the lieutenant assigned to the chief's office. And that has brought me to here. I have a 16-year-old daughter. My husband Greg retired from the police department as a detective back in, oh boy, it was during COVID, 2020. So he's been retired for about the past 4 years. We just had been lifelong City of Madison residents and actually just built a house and just moved to just outside the City of Madison into the town of Verona off of the west side. So that's a little bit about me and my background here.
Thank you.
I'll jump
Any?
off with the first
All
question.
right.
So, Captain, I see you got your captain bars on. Congratulations. I'm really excited for you and for your career. What assignment have you been placed in then as a captain? And then I'm kind of looking to see what your early goals are for that assignment, and then kind of what does the department need right now?
Sure. So I am right now in just my last kind of week of cross training with Captain Mike Hansen. who is the Central District Captain. So I will be taking over the Central District role. I think in the last he's counting down the days. I think he's got about 5 in office days left. And so with just the kind of switchover and how it happened, just administratively, it's been great because I've had a few weeks with him to try to get my feet wet in the Central District. My goal actually for this first part is I think learning all that comes with the Central District. It's honestly been a long time since I've worked in the CCB, but specifically in the Central District, probably hasn't been for 15 years since I was a Central Community Policing Team officer. So there is a lot of, as you all know, probably a lot of moving parts down here, a lot of different things that go on in the Central District, a lot of different stakeholders, partners, all of those kind of things. And so I think my immediate goal is just making those connections with all of the officers. It's our usually our youngest officers, especially on the overnights crew, the brand new officers. So having that connection with our officers, our sergeants, and then building those relationships with the community stakeholders in the Central District. So I've already had a lot of those introductory meetings, working with our partners at the Beacon and Porchlight and all of those kind of agencies. So I think that is really what my kind of immediate goal is to just get myself in a spot of being familiar with everything and becoming the best captain that I can be. I think what I'm most excited about with that role and this changeover is I've largely been prior to this, especially within internal affairs, really like in an inside position, right? Where I really don't have a lot of contact, haven't had a lot of contact with the public other than when people make complaints. And I would obviously talk with the complainants and things like that, and at times meet with them, but I've really missed not having that like positive, proactive, like community building relationships with the stakeholders, with community members, the officers, and all that. So I'm super excited to get back to that. It's been quite a while since I feel like I've been in a district. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And I think mostly, I think what Madison Police need, what we need here, and what we've continued to need and continue to build and grow upon really since 2020, when we've had some real challenges, was just that building of relationships with our partners, with our communities, and just knowing that that is really like the most, that is really the most important thing, is building that partnership and knowing that there's so many issues that we as police can't tackle alone, and we shouldn't be tackling alone, and that we are able to work together. And I think still just build on gaining back a lot of that trust and that legitimacy that really I think was pushed to tested to its limits back around that time. And so I'm really excited to take on this position. I know it's going to be really busy. I've already experienced it in the last couple of short weeks of many night meetings and other things like that, but I'm really looking forward to it.
What's your relationship and experience with the union, the Police Association Union, and how would you work with them in terms of that, in terms of your experience
Sure.
moving forward?
Yeah. So I was an MPPOA board member for several years prior to going into AMPS. I was an AMPS board member as well after I moved, became a lieutenant. And then I actually just voluntarily resigned that role as I went into as the internal affairs lieutenant. I just felt like it was too much of a conflict of interest to potential conflict of interest to be serving on the AMPS board, even though investigations of commanders of that level wouldn't be something that I would have been tasked with. I just didn't feel comfortable with it. I feel like knowing both sides of that house, especially like in my internal affairs role, has greatly benefited me. I would say that if you honestly asked any of our MPPOA board members right now about what it was like with me as the IA lieutenant and how we worked together, we had a very strong and positive and professional relationship. And just, I recognize that that was really needed in order to be successful in that role, to have, I fully understand the protections for officers and all of those rights that come with something like when I was in the, you know, in investigations and things like that. So I've had nothing but a positive relationship with our unions throughout and plan to continue that.
What's the acronym that you mentioned earlier?
AMPS, maybe.
Yeah, what is that?
It's the union for lieutenants and above. Okay. Association of Madison
Police Supervisors.
Police, yeah. So, yep. So once you pass the rank of detective, then you're no longer an MPPOA, you're an AMPS.
What kind of formal leadership training will you be seeking out? And is there any required training in that area that you will have to attend?
I don't know of any required training that I have to attend. I did attend in 2023. I was a graduate of the Wisconsin Command College. So I did that 6-week intensive in residence program where I became a certified public manager in June of 2023. So that was a big goal of mine. I was really excited when I got accepted to do that as a lieutenant and complete that program. So that is the most recent type of more intense leadership training that I've had, but I would certainly be open to, I know that the Chief Barnes is very open to looking at leadership training. You know, we've gotten grants, we've gotten other things for that kind of stuff. So I believe it's always a process of trying to continue that and look for opportunities to continue your growth, because it's never a good thing to stay stagnant. So
I hear the chief talk about data-driven policing. What does that mean to you?
You know, I think what stratified policing and data-driven policing has done with Chief Barnes bringing that to the department, and I think really the department overall really embracing it, is it's just led us to be able to police a little bit smarter, right? Like, we're using the same things that we've always used, you know, community outreach, proactive patrol, focused patrol, those kind of things, but we're using that role of the analyst a lot more, and that's really flourished and developed to be able to say, okay, we're doing all of these things, but how can we now measure if some of these things are actually working more than just anecdotal information? And I think we've been able to really see, like, through the stratified framework and having that framework and that data, that our efforts are working, and that it's always a kind of a good roadmap, and then to also kind of have a game plan for the future. And you know, are we seeing through the data and through our efforts and our focused efforts, is something not working, or should we be tweaking something? So there's just that always continuous room for, like, growth and improvement and trying new things, that I think it's really been a benefit.
You have any questions of us?
I don't think so. I guess my one question would be, from your perspective, it's been a while since I was promoted last time in 2019, and I don't recall having, like, a meeting like this, because I think it's at the captain level, but what are the next kind of steps for you all?
Do you want me to answer that, William, or do you want to
take it? Go right ahead.
So the promotional process in itself is pretty much the same, no matter what the rank. We add this conversational step because we think it's important for the PFC to talk to the future leaders, the leaders, and, you know, especially the higher up leaders who are setting and establishing the culture for the agencies. We think that's important. But the process itself is essentially the same. So one of the commissioners will have already reviewed your personnel file. And then at our next business, I believe you were already introduced at our last business meeting. So at our next business meeting, we'll discuss any concerns and discuss the file and then act on the chief's recommendation is how the process would proceed.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just didn't know if there was anything different kind of at this, other than this meeting. So I just wanted to check. Otherwise, I don't think I have any other questions at this time.
I'm trying to think if
anything else, Kevin?
I don't know. Before COVID, we would have a lunch in person, and then sometimes people would just have a little bit of small talk. I know in the past, the firefighters and the police would say, here's what I like to do on the side, you know, that was before. And I still think they still bring it up. So if you want to humanize it a little, are there things that you liked, things in the community that you like to do or that you feel comfortable sharing with, or, you know, anything community related within police or not? Just, you know, sometimes someone will bring up stuff like festivals or just humanizing a little bit. If you don't, or whatever you want to say.
Sure. I mean, I'm trying to think just off the cuff here. I used to be like more so, not so the last like year or two, but I used to be really active in like triathlon and running events and things like that. And back a little while ago, I was like the raising money. I would raise money for like Try for Schools, which is like a kids triathlon program. And be super active in that. I haven't been involved in that in this past year. But that was one of the things I really liked. I've also coached Girls on the Run. Different youth programs through those are things that I've liked to do. Right now, quite honestly, the last few months of this year of finishing building a house, getting promoted. My daughter's a junior in high school, so going to like college visits and a lot of other different changes. That is honestly, besides work, taking up a huge amount of my time. I look forward to, you know, getting back to some of those things. Just as a person, I like being active. I love to bike. I love being outside. The place we just built on is like 2.5 acres, which is nice too. Just have a nice yard and get out and be outside. I'm a voracious reader too. I love to read everything and anything. So fiction, nonfiction. I like to cook. I think that's a little bit about me.
That's great. That's a lot. A lot of good bike trails out there.
Yes, for sure.
Go ahead.
Lieutenant, 26 years ago, as a woman, what attracted you to this field?
I went to college for my degree with something called behavioral science and law, which was some political science, sociology, psychology, some criminal justice, things like that. And I knew I was interested in something in the legal field. I didn't know if I was going to go to law school or exactly what I was going to do. And for part of my criminal justice certificate program at the UW, I needed to do an internship. And so I wasn't ever one of those people who grew up thinking I was going to be a police officer, knowing that it's what I always wanted to do. I honestly started thinking about it when we needed to start thinking about our internships. And I was getting to the point of like, do I want to try a career somewhere? Do I want to go to law school? Do I want to take a year off? And I was fortunate enough to get one of the internship spots at Madison Police. And just honestly, over the summer of working, I worked in Crime Stoppers. I loved it. I did. I had a lot of different opportunities too. And I just felt like, yeah, you know, this is something I think I could really do. That it was more, so much more than I think I knew about policing at the time, where I thought about just the stuff you see on TV or just, you know, the police are just out arresting people and stuff. And just seeing that, yeah, there was a whole host of opportunities as an officer, really with, you know, not just legal stuff, but so, you know, the social aspect and the community, you know, caretaking aspect and all of those things, that I just thought, well, I'm going to apply and give it a shot and see. And I ended up liking it. And 26 years later, here we are.
Thank you. Mary, did you have something else?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Captain, we really appreciate your taking this time with us today. At some point in the future, we hope this can return to an in-person formal luncheon with people. But this has been a substitute that gives us information and knowledge that makes us feel comfortable about the direction the department is going and the people that they are identifying as leaders. So thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
And congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Congratulations.
Congrats. So there's one more motion, I guess, right?
There is one more motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second the motion.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.